P-Y-L-O-T-H or whatever. Again. Continuing on this little track there, I think it's the P-Y-L, P-Y-L thing here. Of, you know, you have these two sides of the world, right? Everything is just completely polarized, as it seems, the East and the West, or the Global North, Global South, as they prefer to call it. Southeast, and, you know, both the South and the East. So, there you have these leaders, the three of them. I think I spoke about them, you know, could be like the three musketeers of Asia or something. We have the Indian leader and the Chinese leader and the Russian leader. So they're there, right? So that's the possible action here. And just showing how these ideas come there from the old wise, which they are, these cultures, you know, both India and China, and Russia too, for that sake. I mean, Turkey, Persia, I mean, these, they have culture down there, Iraq, you know, that's Mesopotamia, that the Westerners call the cradle of civilization, but where they, the Westerners now treat people badly, just for oil, basically. So we just paint that whole thing there, and how they now start joining each other, the ones with the oil there, the desert people, the Hindus and the Muslims, and then the Christians too. You know, we can paint it like that. And they just see the necessity. You know, now we've been speaking ecology and organic and environment and treating each other, you know, all these human rights and humanism, and, you know, how we should be nice to each other and cooperate on this planet. I mean, that's the idea that we find there, right? But in trying to accomplish that, we some tend to start fighting, which is like the opposite of it. So these there, the old wise, they dig up old wisdom from their age-old scriptures. Saying, you know, as Bhaktivedanta Swami said, was it him? Coming over saying, you know, when he came to London, you Brits, you got a lot of riches from us. He was slightly ironic, I guess. But the highest valuables you forgot, so I came here to give them to you also. And he meant the Vedic wisdom. So we put that into the story here, the storyline. And somehow or other, I'm thinking, should it be on the side of Rick or the, or the, we have the gang there, right? Just a little mixed, or how to say, mixing those different storylines together. Because the gang that Pio becomes a part of is the same gang as Rick is part of. And so on. I mean, we can just make this, and then this new gang of the awares start to form there. Those who didn't need a new cult or something like that, didn't need to stand up and be big gurus that you should all follow and give your money to. I mean, or all of that, but just here we are. We share an important, wonderful knowledge. And we're using this media, this fantastic media through which we can do that very inexpensively to each other's screens, that almost everyone has one. So listen up, people. And now we can go into TH and make our guy there speak these words. But that's another episode.